We have the topic for today's presentation is a kind of a summary form of what we have been hearing. A summary form of what we have been hearing these days, ever since we came. And even you are discussing it in your own groups, in the group discussions we had it. Contemplation in the life and work of Blessed Teresa of Calcutta and the Missionaries of Charity Kintampeti and the Lay Missionaries of Charity. Now, I thought yesterday we had especially Sister Stefano, she introduced already, starting with Mother Teresa's first communion at the age of 5.5 years. She says, at the age of 5.5 years, Jesus, as she received first communion, Jesus came into her, and the love for the four souls also, with that. The love for souls came in. So now, that continued to grow. And she says, for these 18 years, it grew in her and with her. Now what I am going to say is, therefore, a contemplation is a recognition of the presence of God in us. If I am able to recognize the presence of God in me, if I am able to recognize the presence of God in others, and if I am able to recognize the presence of God in the world, I am a contemplative. There is a missionary contemplative and contemplative missionaries. So missionary contemplatives who share the fruit of their contemplation with the people they meet and live with. The contemplative missionaries, like Saint Therese of Lisieux, she was a contemplative missionary. What does that mean? She never went out of her convent.